Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Yes. Hang on. Got to do this. This should now not be coming through there. Hello. We say welcome to. This is coming through very loud. There seems to be a real element of randomicity.
Randomitude
with this mixer where sometimes it's loud and sometimes it's not loud. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
This is the Late Night Alternative. Sorry about Friday. It's Friday the 13th.
Had some unfortunate business.
We had private business. Private dancer, dancing for money. Do what you want me to do. It's private, none of your business. Jog on. But thank you for your kind words. Unfortunately, Catherine is dead, and this we are now trying Cathobot 2000. It's an older model. Anyway, I was going to say something, but that's that. I made the mistake of leaving a little bit of newspaper on the floor, and so the cats.
We know what's going to happen.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
It's so lovely to have you here. You're such a lovely audience, and boy, oh boy, you know, we were saying on Friday how we're several hours under our contracted time. We got to make them up somehow. So we're going to do, not tonight, but we'll do some longer shows. I'm going to do some Ian Lee's Daytime Friends, which I think is the best title for a daytime phone-in show.
Yeah, and we're going to do some Late Night Alternative Overtime.
You see the shadow of the cat. But
a furious cat.
That's outrageous. There's a chance. There is a chance... Big Boy might come in. Big Boy's been hanging out a lot with me. Patty, darling.
Is this supposed to be there or there?
Doesn't really make it. I don't really care.
Because I appear to be lit up more than a RuPaul contestant. Which I don't mind. Obvs.
I don't care. Hang on. Let me just fix this. That's better. So.
There you go.
I wish I had a bit more length.
Well.
Because then I could do... I don't think I can do it with this. Hang on. Okay, it's all right. Hang on. There. Oh, dickhead and... Okay, well, they're being idiots and I can't really show you that. Hang on. Just going to press the button, but that
Let's just say they're obviously not fans. Is that the sport down there?
No, that is... I don't think that is the sport, actually. I don't think that is the sport. Plug this in.
Who's been messing with this stuff?
My eldest been playing Fortnite and watching Ali A videos. I got a shout out from Dan TDM the other day. Did anyone see that? Did you see my shout out from Dan TDM? I'll play it because I think this is important, actually. Should if I Ian Lee, Dan TDM. This is important. This is important stuff. This is important. I'm in... Here we go. This is important stuff. I'm in with the streamers. So let's go full. Let's go to screen two. Here we go. I didn't pay him.
Sounds like you did.
No, I didn't pay
him. Sounds like you bribed him.
Me and my boys had a great time Saturday night. We watched, oh, it's so good. We watched it at the cinema, the Spider-Man Multiverse. It's such a good film. It's a beautiful film. It's so beautifully animated, drawn. I don't know if they draw cartoons anymore, but it's so beautifully. Oh, you couldn't hear it? Oh, in that case, let's just do that again. Here we go.
Jump pad. So much better.
I feel like the overhanging truth.
Shark, thank you for the prime. Ian Lee, welcome. Hello, how are you? Thank you for the 200 bits.
I didn't give any bits.
Hope you're doing good.
Do you feel alive?
Hello. Hope you're doing good.
Hello, thank you for the 200 bits.
Hope you're doing good. So, here's a mess. That's where I'm wearing the hat. But if I wear the hat long enough, it kind of pushes it back.
I see what it's done there.
So we watched the Spider-Man Multiverse, which is a great film. It's so beautiful. It's so funny. It's so clever. Nicolas Cage as that's good.
One of my prints.
Nicolas Cage as a film noir Spider-Man that beats up Nazis, an anime Spider-Girl. Oh, it's so well done. It's so well done. Big fans of Miles Morales in our house. He's the young kid Spider-Man in that dimension. Love it. Something fresh has been laid.
Yeah.
So we did that, and then we watched Dan TDM playing Minecraft Championships, and me and my boys were just sending silly messages. Oh Jesus! I'll go and clean it up in a bit. We were just sending silly messages to on the chat because someone wrote, there was a mode on Minecraft called Bingo, and someone wanted to say, I don't like Bingo, it's boring. He said what they wrote was, I don't like Bingo, it's boring. Bingo spelled B-I-N-G-E-H, and Bingo was his name, Mo. So we had great fun doing that. But then someone in the chat last Friday, the brief time that we were on, mentioned a bit of Alan Bezick. And I like this becoming a bit of a thing, right, of...
The best of Bezick.
The best of Bezick, right? And this is great. This is from, and I need to get this right. So this is from Thursday's show. And if we go here, it's about 9:46.
News, it's 3 minutes.
No, let's hang on, we'll go.
Right, but.
It's about here.
Number six, Rugby number League. Six. Yeah. Yeah, Rugby yeah. League. Yeah, 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 it was. And it was.
Mike, at least. Was it Mike? No, it was Oliver. Oliver. Hello.
Sorry. Got me.
What do you want to talk about, Harry?
Not that.
Right. You got me.
We'll have done. I mean, I...
There we go.
I didn't really... I'm not big on remembering names of footballers and cricket players and all of that. I remember a few, but not many. Right, so... I'm just trying to find out. Oh, they are. Keith Elwell.
Right.
And so everybody ends... the second way you said, E-L-W-E-L-L. Keith
Elwell. All right.
Here we go. This is great.
It's all right.
Here we go.
I'm glad to be of service.
Enjoy.
0800-218-2255. How do... Kuchikov.
What?
Kalispera, Lene. Kuchikov team. Ale, I feel more fresh. Ne. How are you? Baby,
how are you, baby?
Yes, I am caressing for you, baby. Caressing. Alan, se tello moro mu e toxi.
Oh my God.
Alan.
I hope you're wearing a condom. Ah,
dearie me.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? That is absolutely great. Let me just zoom out a little bit because I came a little bit closer and then we go. We're both in. That was my weekend. How was yours?
It was all right. I got the big screen out. I bought myself a better projector. Because I bought one for 30 quid last year thinking it would be a load of crap. It was actually quite good, but not quite good enough.
You bought one for me and we couldn't watch anything on it. Well, but your eyes, your whole family's eyes are effed, aren't they? And well, I hadn't got glasses at that
half
point.
Half of us need glasses, so yeah. Half of us were happy. Yeah. It was all right. You know, when you bear in mind you paid 30 quid for it, you kind of expect it to be a little bit... So anyway, I bought another one, which, again, wasn't the most expensive.
Nope.
And you thought it would be crap. It's great. It's really good. So on Saturday night, we watched Onward, which is about two little blue fellas who bring half their dad back.
I thought the boys had seen that. They haven't seen that. So it's we're going to watch that.
It's really good. I mean, it's no Coco.
Oh, I can't watch Coco.
But it's good. Oh, there's some dad stuff in it. There's quite a lot of dad stuff in it. And then the second day, so yesterday, we watched Back to the Future. And I'm always kind of a little bit trepidatious when it comes to watching 80s films with the girls, because a lot of the stuff that flew for us...
Well, but also...
When you watch The Goonies, there's a lot of flipping sexual slurs in it.
You putting on a film from... I don't know what year it was.
85.
You put on a film from 85. That's the equivalent of when you were a kid watching a film from, like, 1950.
Yeah, but we would have done. Here's the thing. I was talking about it to my mum. I said... When I was a kid, if it was on the telly and you were at your grand's, you were all watching it, right?
If it was on the telly.
So I saw The King and I, all that sort of stuff, that if I offered it to my children, they'd go, nah, let's watch Up Again. So they've got more kind of, they've got more power over what they watch these days.
Yep.
Whereas a lot of the stuff that I watched was kind of hit and hope. It's on, it's suitable for the family, we're all going to sit and watch it. And so I saw some things and I've got a lot of kind of cultural references from the 40s and 50s and 60s, well beyond my sphere of life, but because I watched them with my grandparents. So, you know, I saw Gypsy. I didn't really get it all.
Not allowed to call it now. You've got to call it Traveller.
I didn't realise she was a stripper. Do you know what I mean? It's like, and I thought that's all that strippers did was kind of stand behind curtains and stick their legs out. So
that's why she got fired from Spearmint Rhino after just one night.
Spearmint Rhino, I was working at Peppermint Hippo.
Oh, children's entertainment venue.
But they really enjoyed it, is the long story short. They really enjoyed Back to the Future. And when we said, okay, so next week we get Back to the Future 2, they actually cheered. So win.
Don't bother with Back to the Future 3. It's boring.
I like Back to the Future 3 best.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end of the... Now we're going to end this show on a bizarre note.
On a bum note.
What?
That was good.
0203-286-6370. This is the only phoning show on Twitch. You are...
I have instructions for you tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, yes. Tomorrow, big night. Very big night.
First of all, we've got my mate Brendan coming on doing some yoga, right? And when I say Brendan's doing it, you're doing it. I've said to do is about 25 minutes, and he's given me some instructions, right?
How long is he doing?
About 25 minutes.
What for?
20 minutes.
What?
Yeah.
That feels...
You'll love it.
Well.
You'll love it.
Okay.
Will you both have mats that will be able to use?
I have a yoga mat over there.
And you had a mat, okay. Now, what we also need is some cushions, maybe three each, but I've got yoga blocks.
Bring your own cushions. You're right. Not using my cushions to get sweaty on.
I've got yoga blocks, so I don't need that. Do you have a yoga belt?
Of course I don't have a yoga belt. What do you think I am, a knob?
Do you have a dressing gown cord?
What is this?
Do you want to borrow one of mine?
This is all getting very
no, it's
Michael
just,
Hutchins.
It means he'll be able to show you and the viewers a few things to do with
props. What's this? Pete, what are you doing?
First of all, good evening, Catherine. Hello.
Good evening to you, Peter.
Dickhead.
Second of all, Ian, what the hell is wrong with you?
Well, thirdly, you recommended a shit show to me.
A shit show?
I would like a formal apology for the piece, for the 2.5 minutes of utter crap that I watched.
No.
Pete somehow got my phone number, right? And he texted me. And Pete said, here's a tip for you. Auntie Donna's House of Fun on Netflix. Just watch the first episode. It's genius. So I...
No, hang on. What did I actually say?
Just read it, mate. We haven't got time to go through the whole message because this is a short show tonight.
Who's Auntie Donna?
I don't know.
Whoa!
Timber!
You absolute melt.
It took me ages to stick that up, so to speak.
I said it's either genius or really weird or both.
Right, doesn't matter. I watched the first 2.5 minutes, right, put off straight away by their awful, wacky haircuts. It's like watching, it's like you going, oh, Ian, you're a fan of the Monkees. Why don't you watch the new Monkees that aired in 1987 and then watch it and going, what? Yeah.
Showdown Mark says in the chat, Auntie Donna's is shit.
Oh, here we go. He's kicking off.
And that's got with 1, 2, 3, 4, I mean, more eyes than is necessary. Like, shit.
Hey, it's kicking off, mate. It is kicking off. Don't you dare time him out. Don't tell him. Don't tell him who it was. He'll time him out.
It was Barry Norman.
Oh, well, he'll get his comeuppance. I think he's dead.
He is a bit, yes.
Anyway, Pete, so I accept your apology. How can we be of a... I accept your apology. How can we... I'm sorry, Ian. Could you just go, like... How do you... Pete, can you show me the movement that your mouth makes when you're eating, like, a Mars bar or an apple or something? Just show me the movement.
I'm sorry, Ian. It was Auntie Donna's one shit. You're absolutely right.
There we go.
What's with the tongue action?
And Ian is...
Okay, finished. He's finished talking now. Right, Pete, what can we do for you?
So, Back to the Future 3.
Yes?
It's not shit.
It's not shit. It's good.
I didn't say it was shit.
They put a lot more thought into Back to the Future 3.
I didn't say it was shit.
You said don't bother with Back to the Future 3.
Out of the three, I would suggest the second is the weakest.
And you, Pete, have extrapolated from that don't bother. You've extrapolated the word shit. And I think you're projecting.
No, he would have said shit.
Yeah. But first of all, here's in order, in reverse order, the Back to the Future movies. In third place, it's Back to the Future 3. In second place, it's Back to the Future. And the winner is Back to the Future 2.
Are you joking?
Nope. Hey, has anyone watched Police Academy on Netflix? Have they kept in or cut out all of the racist bits?
I mean, it's amazing that you'd watch that on Netflix and yet not got on with Auntie Donna.
There's an amazing... I remember it being shown at 5:45 on ITV on a Saturday, and there is a scene in it where there's two like horrible kind of trainee, rookie cops, My God, there's a lot of N's here, aren't there? And he turns around and Hightower, who is a tall black gentleman,
yeah,
and he looks at him and goes, which is a good thing. Oh, Pete's laughing. Pete's a racist. Oh, Pete, we outed you as a racist.
Didn't laugh at the bad word. I laughed at the comeuppance.
Although some of the scenes we've seen in America this year suggest that might be more of a documentary than we thought.
Have they kept it in or have they not kept it in? That's what we want to know, because if they not kept it in, I won't be watching it. I once did
a very short film,
all seven Back to the Future movies in one day.
Back to the Future,
Police Academy, we'll cut that bit out.
Well, someone's made the video game into two films, so there's now five Back to the Future films.
Oh, there's no need for that, is there?
You could probably whack in the animated series.
That I'm going to cut you off now, Pete, all right?
He's geeking out. It was for his own good.
There we go. We got rid of him.
That was nice.
We got rid of him. We missed a phone call here. 553.
The thing is, I haven't seen a film since Back to the Future 2 where the daughter is played by the actor with a wig on.
The person you're calling is not available.
Okay.
They stopped doing that, didn't they?
Yep.
Was there some sort of edict?
Probably. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yes?
Can I participate in the show?
Daniel, welcome back.
Could you turn the Twitch stream off, please, Daniel?
Oh, sorry. I forgot to take the sound out. Okay, now I turned it off. Sorry.
Thank you.
It's just, I'm very happy that you sorted out a way of having your own show and, you know, like, without having to be on the radio. I'm very happy for you. Because now you are more free, I suppose.
So free. So very free.
But I have one question that I would like Ian to answer me.
Ian, I'd love to hear it.
What a boring caller. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, no. Yeah. Another one.
Yes?
Ian, can I ask you a question?
Ian.
Boring!
Is that one day I was sleeping and I left the radio on and I was listening to the show on my dream. Right. Wow.
Was it any good?
It gets more listeners than DAB Plus, let me tell you that.
And now I don't know if what I listened is real or was my dream. Can you clarify me?
Of course I can clarify, please.
Why are you asking Ian?
So
who is it? What's going on?
My dream, and I had the radio on, and you were saying on the radio, in my dream.
Yes, we get the idea that you were listening to the radio. So hang on, was this inception? Were you listening to the radio in your dream as well as listening to it while you were asleep?
That's what I don't. The radio was on, and you were talking on the radio.
In your dream or while you were asleep?
That's why I need to ask you, because you are saying some things that I know. I don't know if you said them or not.
Okay.
Was it Daniel?
You were saying.
Oh, Daniel. Yes? Was it that?
Hello?
Hello, Daniel.
So you were saying that you.
Wow!
Hello?
Hello?
You were saying that you did ayahuasca. You know, the psychedelic drugs like ayahuasca. And that it did solve your sexual problems. Is that real?
What did I say my sexual...
You can do it right now, please.
Thank you, Councillor. What did I say my sexual problems were?
You were saying that I could come. And you were saying, I did ayahuasca and I could come.
By the way, if someone could clip that audio and send it to me, please, 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 someone, clip that clip. That's going to go viral. That's what we want to go viral.
Is that true or not? Because I'm confused. I don't know if you said it on the radio or not.
Why does it matter so much, Daniel? Is it something that you might pursue?
Well, I know Ian, you know, does drugs from time to time.
Well, he tries not to.
But sometimes I just can't.
But he doesn't go deep into the Brazilian rainforest and drink stuff that makes him throw up, just so he might be able to, you know.
I do like coming.
Okay, I will not know the answer for sure.
Harsh Singh 1979 says this is ringing a bell.
And I could come. So,
what did he say again?
So when you are in a sexual relationship, when you have the orgasm, you come, right? You were saying,
Need a definition of coming. We know, but well, I certainly know what coming is. I'm assuming, and I'm not going to ask, but here's what I do.
Stick a pencil out there.
Say again?
Stick a pencil out there.
That does it for me.
Anyway. I'm more clarified now.
Are you?
It's okay. I can live with it now. It's okay.
Okay.
What do you think the answer was? What do you think?
I think he did ayahuasca, and somehow it helped him come.
Well, so? I really think this is great.
You are a pervert.
Ask me the question, and I will answer it for you.
The question?
Yes, ask me the question and I will answer it for you, honestly.
If you were saying on the radio, I did ayahuasca and it solved my sexual problem, I could come.
I would not say yes, but I certainly would not say no.
I hope that clears up my come for you, Daniel.
Anyway, I'm very happy for you.
That I can come, thank you, me too.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the only phone-in show on Twitch. It is the best phone-in show in the country, possibly second to Alan Bezick's. But, I've dominated the first hour. What would you like to talk about, young lady?
Oh.
Oh. What would you like to talk?
Well, it's not really that kind of show, is it? We just flip from one thought.
The girls.
I'd like to be able to speak without you singing.
Listening to
but
what
that's never
we're
gonna
saying.
Happen. So, there we have it.
They're paying attention, we're blowing their minds. They're enjoying themselves and they think we're so kind because we're giving them the time of day.
Your armpit is glowing.
What I'm saying is most of our viewers are losers. Sad, lonely people with no one to talk to during lockdown. Two, and we are like their friends.
No, we're not.
But I have to stress what she said. We are not actually friends. Happy birthday, Mandy. Happy Ooh. Birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Mandy.
And that requires happy birthday, Mandy.
Happy birthday, Mandy.
But we are not your friends.
We're nobody's friends.
No, we're barely each other's friends.
I'm not her.
And we're not the friends of the guy who sent us a bloody email over the weekend while he was off his flipping mash. Keep that SH1T to yourself, Ples. Thank you. Public service announcement.
Oh, shit.
What? Sponsors?
Yes, man.
Do it.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum. It's sponsor time. Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum. We're all feeling fine. Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum.
This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle.
With the sponsor time. It's sponsor time.
Yeah.
When you were doing the man's voice, you were actually talking. I could hear you.
I wasn't. I was whispering.
Yeah, well, that's still talking.
That's not talking. Talking and whispering are different. Whispering is quiet talking. Oh, you had an explainer guy on Twitter today, didn't you?
So I posted. Well, let's do these and then we'll talk about that.
Explainer guys.
Speak to me about Richard Gregorius and one of the sponsors.
Richard Gregorian, he will get rid of them. He's a divorce man, but he won't force you, man. You'll have to pay him. He'll make you friends again. Richard Gregorian, he's the divorcian.
Yep. Poseidon Safety Management. Poseidon Safety By the way, all of the sponsors that we missed on Friday, we'll give you another day. Don't worry about that. That's happening. Poseidon Safety Management, thank you to Nick and to Zeus. Zeus. I'm not shooting Zeus. I'm
they're all the same. It looks like three dogs, but they're all the same. It's just different aspects of Zeus.
Oh.
Zeus from the front.
What's this? I want to get rid of this Zeus.
Big.
There we go. If we move that Zeus there.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, hang on. There's another Zeus.
So many Zeuses.
Oh, what I want to do is I want... right. Oh, cool Zeus. Prisoner Zeus. Farting... thinking Zeus.
Yeah.
He thinks, therefore, he am. Poseidon Safety Management. Thank you, Nick, the other sponsor of the talent show that's happening this Wednesday. So far, there's a prize pot of £401.01. Got to be said, Poseidon played a little bit more than Richard Gregorian.
Only a smidgen, and I think that's more to get at Gregorian than to entice Hugh.
Mm-hmm. They are making Devon and Cornwall a whole lot safer at Poseidon. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to tweet. Let's tweet these guys.
Yeah, I like them.
Let's tweet them. Where's Twitter? Let's go. Oh, so this. Hey, look. That's the lad that we just got 100. We got 100 thing TR Comics. If you're in the room, welcome. Hell yeah, I'll follow you, man. There we go. We got him. Oh, no, he's following someone else. Okay.
He's following Michael Crisis, okay. The owner of that nice fancy chair that got one.
Michael Crisis. All right, yes. Okay, more to come on that, possibly.
Yes.
What was I going to do? Right. So, screen... I can't set it up there because I'm an idiot. Right. So, screen two. So, we're going to send a message to tweet. Hey, I'm going to do it here. So everyone, at Poseidon Safe. Just wanted to say that me at Catherine Eboyle, yes, and hashtag TLNA, because that's
crew, need to say the
love you and hope you are all well and safe. Oh, and I said that when it was safe to, we're going to go out on a patrol with him. So there we go. That's those guys. Thanking you. Ah, now, Abicare. We're going to, this week, maybe tomorrow, after the yoga, we're going to look at, on the abbeycare.co.uk website, there's a video of a tour of one of the Abbeycare centres.
Oh, nice.
We're going to look at that.
Yes.
And we're going to do it as though we're watching Changing Rooms. So we're going to, Four in a Bed. Was it called Four in a Bed?
Four in a Bed, taking £20 off for pubic hairs.
Yes, so we're going to tour one of the recovery centres, either the one in Glasgow or the one in Gloucester. And we're gonna judge it. We have had a few people get in touch recently. Some, you know, friendlier than others, who are struggling with addiction. 29 days today, which is great. I always say the rooms. That's how I got clean. But I do know a lot of people who have got clean in recovery clinics like Abbeycare. And I say if this recovery goes. No, I don't do full stops on tweets. If this recovery, unless it's different sentences, if this recovery goes pear-shaped, I'm quite happy to go and check into probably the Gloucester place. Abbeycare.
Don't tell them that. They'll all be checking in. Abbeycare. Especially with 25% off with this advert.
.co.uk. And
it's
at
not
some
just
point,
the away weekend.
I'm buying that laptop tomorrow because at some point I need the laptop. I need it for work. We're going to go and do the show from Abbeycare. Tomorrow, remind me, we'll have a little look around their place. And JPU Records. What we're going to do tonight, let's play. Oh, now what was the song that Tom said was a really, really good song? Because he said it goes all funky in the middle. Let me have a little look. This is a so many of you have ordered this.
It's not quite Christmas yet, but people are starting to think about it. And this is going to be a bit of a flat Christmas if we're not careful. This is going to be great.
It was Deck the Halls. All right, let me find it. I tell you why. Because we've still got the competition going. The first person to tweet us, me, Catherine, and at JP.
Hang on, Rabbit Head 7, your fatted heads tire me. Christ. Oh, let me help you out with that.
What?
Go to bed.
Tell about the competition while I find this track, because we've had an entry. And you
I thought
whipped.
We had a winner. Yeah. Because he'd obviously had a little bit of a JPU Records haul. And I
you
think that is to
out,
be
though.
Lauded. Words.
You wimped out and you gave him the prize even though he hadn't won the competition.
Yeah, we'll give him another prize, right, for this one. So what we want you to do is when you get your hands on this particular record, Happy Kids Christmas from JPU Records, the first person to tweet us a picture with them holding it, we want a picture of you holding it and we want it sent to him, to me and to JPU Records. First one in gets a TLNA t-shirt from our friends at Balcony Shirts.
Right, let me go. So we're going to play a little bit of Deck the Halls, all right? So... here we go. Let's have... and I know loads of you have ordered this already. Tonight, we're going to go and look around the JPU Records website.
It's not what you expect.
No, it ain't nothing like this. Here we go. So let's have a little bit of Deck the Halls. Here we go.
Ba-da-da-da.
Ginger with the mullet. You're getting that T-shirt. Don't you worry about that. Have you spoke? I'm assuming you've spoken to Scott.
Yeah.
And you've swapped addresses.
It was only this weekend.
Yeah. No, but I'm assuming. Yeah.
No, you're getting one. You're getting one, and I want you wearing it. Go.
Drop the beat.
Yes, man! Yes, man!
That's how we're going to start this track from now on. We're just going to go here.
Come on,
pal.
This is worth it.
It's $9.99, right?
So good.
Get 10% off with the code TLNA from anything on their website. And I know a load of you have bought a load of stuff from there. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm going to pop the link in the thing. There you go. Oh, no, why has that gone? Oh, there we go. Have it, have it, have it, have it.
Ryan says, how do I get hold of Scott? Because I want a T-shirt.
We did tell you, Ryan, on Twitter.
Yeah.
You told you. You've got to tweet us and then we'll put you in touch with Scott. That's how that works. 023. 286. Remember?
remember?
Do you remember?
You don't remember me, do you?
Do you remember?
Doesn't remember us, does he?
Doesn't remember.
Don't
remember.
Does he?
023-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Demon Ovard says, I put the tree up. Is that bad? No.
No, it's good. Get on with it.
I've been considering putting the tree up, but I get a real tree. And if I put it up now, it would be dead by Christmas. But I've been considering it.
Dead by Christmas.
We'll all be dead by Christmas. I've been considering putting the tree up to create a little bit of magic. I've got nearly all the presents for the boys.
I think at this point...
I think they've been looking in the
All the rules cupboard. Are out the window. Yeah. You've got to seize the joy. Seize it where you can.
Yeah. Get in there. Has anyone had a viz from the subscription yet? A few people have. JKRX Art. I know they have. If I was going to put up a fake tree, I would do it probably this coming weekend because I've got the boys coming again Friday and Saturday. So I'd probably do it then. But I don't know.
I haven't got any Christmas
cacks.
No,
I haven't got any Christmas cacks.
No, I haven't got any
cacks. Cacks is pants.
Presents yet? Cacks.
Cacks.
I haven't got any presents yet. I need to sort that out.
Nearly all of my boys' presents, and they're up in the. I think they've been in the cupboard. Be with you in a second, James. I think they've been up in the cupboard because I had a bit of a questioning with them. But it was weight. Captain, sexy. Let's get a shout out for the captain. I think it was weighted too much in the favour of my youngest. So then I've bought a couple of quite big things for the eldest, and then now it's weighted the other way. I've got to balance it out. I've gone a bit nuts this Christmas. Who cares? The world nearly came to an end. My boys want to be streamers, and so my eldest has asked for one of these arms and a green screen. And a green screen, my boy!
Nice.
Captain Sexy, how you doing? I don't know if you are dressed or naked. If you are dressed... Skypers, big boy. Let's see what you got.
If you were naked, cover the nips.
Good evening. By the way, we had the shout out. Thank you, Mandy. One of the greatest channels on Twitch. James.
Now then, how's it going?
It's going very well. And Hiya Every Two, who asked, does anyone ring in? Yes. He's naked. James, what can we do for you?
Oh, well, I remembered something from my childhood today and I thought I'd share it with you. And it was brought on, I don't know if you heard, there was a big fire in Bradford yesterday. Did you hear about that?
Nope.
It was really bad. It's I've only seen pictures of it, but it's this massive like factory and like industrial estate. But when I was younger, my mum sent us to bed with paste putties, and I thought, I think we were being naughty or something. So we went up to bed and then it was all the fire alarm was going off and there was smoke everywhere, and I woke up thinking my mum had just made us some bacon sandwiches or something. They actually felt bad to send us to bed without some proper sweet. So anyway, like they tell you in school, you got to crawl across the floor, aren't you?
Mm.
Like, get low. So we're all doing that. And then as we were getting down the stairs, my mum was at the door, like, and there was flames coming out of the living room. And she was like, what the effie is doing? And like, she was grabbing us by underpants, like, get out, because we were, like, crawling on the floor. It was quite a bad fire. Like,
bloody hell.
I remember we had
fire plans when I was a kid. Whichever house we lived in, we'd always be like, if there's a fire, this is how you get out. This is what you do.
What, like written down or like you just?
No, we just had a plan. I knew I was going out the window, and my sister was going out of her window. Oh, we knew where the keys for the windows were, because obviously we wouldn't leave the keys in, you know. And it was a real fear that it could happen, because I remember people's houses being burnt with chip pans and stuff in the '80s.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but obviously you got
very
out.
Very trendy in the '80s to have your house burnt down. Wasn't it very trendy?
They had proper fires. I mean, God, sadly we still have them now. But it seemed like more of a threat then.
So it was your house that was on fire.
Yeah, and one of the things is, my dad left. He went out. I think he had an argument with my mum, and he went out to the pub. And he says later that when he was walking, he saw a fire engine going past, and he was like, "Oh, poor family," or whatever. And then later, obviously, got the ring that it was his house. And then we were as organised as Kath. Lauren stood out in the street in our underpants, shaking, waiting for next door to open. And the old man goes, "Oh, I thought something was going on. There was smashing, and that was the windows going.
Bloody
but
hell.
I just thought nothing of it." And we thought, "Oh, you're just going to leave us."
And leave us did the important question, what happened to the presents?
I don't think it was Christmas time. What presents?
Didn't he not say it was Christmas?
No.
What?
No. You're doing a Joe Biden on the
thing. Here we go. Hire every two. I'm going to click on this link, Hire every two. I don't click on links, but I see you're spamming the chat.
Yeah.
I'm going to click on this link. If this link is shit...
If you're new and we notice you, it's not necessarily a great thing.
If this link is shit, you're banned. All right? So let's click on this link. Hang on a second. Let's see what this link is.
Although I was Minister of National Defence, I had sighting reports of UFOs. I was too busy to be concerned about them at the time because I was trying to unify the Army, Navy, and Air Force into a single Canadian defense force.
Time him out. Time him out. Time him out. That's a timeout because I've got no idea what... I do have a idea because I saw his earlier tweet. It's someone from some politician talking about UFOs. So, James, it
wasn't... In 2013.
But, so there were no... It wasn't anyone's birthday?
No. The fire apparently was from... We don't actually know for sure. Someone said officially it was meant to be like, I think it was a touch lamp, you know.
Was it your dad?
Well, they say, the record said that it was a touch lamp. So my dad left it on and it just overheated because he used to do dodgy like plugs. But then my oldest brother, my dad used to say, was downstairs reading OK magazine with candles and stuff and left them on. He's a bit that way inclined. So I don't know what went on in the end, but officially my dad left them on, yeah.
But it was your brother was having a wank.
Oh my God.
By candlelight.
OK magazine.
He was up, mate, trust me. When I was 13 or 14, it could have been anything that would have got my rocks off.
What, even the Reader's Digest?
Yes. This always would have found something.
Better
what's
way.
What's the most obscure thing?
Pets Weekly. That's a joke. It's a joke, just to break the ice. Most obscure thing. I don't know if I want to say.
Don't say then, God.
All right, Cilla Black on Surprise Surprise once.
Oh, wow. Well, some things keep to yourself.
Cilla Black on Surprise Surprise.
That's unpredictable. That's the surprise, you see.
Serious. She had big old bosoms and they was just showing a little bit of cleavage.
She had great legs.
And I was like 13 and I was horny. Anything.
Wow.
Hey, wasn't it weird when you... I remember as a kid, you go in the bush to get your ball out when you
big
play football and that, and there'd be like magazines or something.
Yeah, men trying to... Yeah, in magazines. All right, thank you, James.
Porn bushes and chip fires, the 1980s.
Captain Zepp says the USA acknowledged their footage of UFOs. That's not...
But that was from 2013.
But also, yeah, UFOs doesn't mean spaceships.
Things they can't identify.
Things that are, there's objects or, that are flying that they can't identify.
Or,
that's all it means.
They don't want to identify.
Don't feed the trolls.
To bring the tone down ever so slightly, the reason why we always had a fire plan in my house is because my granddad had been involved in a fire as a kid and lost his brother.
There's the thing.
He was holding his hand trying to get him down the stairs.
Yeah. Well, that suddenly makes a whole lot
more
sense.
No, but that's why. That's why. I mean, God.
Isn't it?
But,
isn't it?
I think it was also the fact that more parents sort of used to smoke in the 80s. Because a lot of them were cigarette fires, weren't they?
Cigarette fires and chip fires. No, also, who, what parents were putting bleach into fizzy pop bottles?
What? Always, oh yeah, to decant them.
Well, we always had we always shown to. I remember always being told at school. We had this guy. What was his name, Joe? The bald guy, the safety guy, who it was always raining when he came, and he'd always go, "I brought the weather with me." What was his name? Bald guy with glasses. I may have actually asked you this recently, and neither of us could remember. Anyway, he was always there about safety. And one of the things was this slide of like under the sink, and there was like pictures of like drawings of lemonade bottles with like bleach in. Who was doing that? Why would you not just leave it in the bleach bottle?
Was it the child catcher? Was someone who didn't like kids?
Well, was he just leave it in the bleach bottle? I've got loads of bleach. I always buy too much bleach. I've got it. I don't think this would look better in Coke Zero.
Also, bleach bottles are super thick plastic. Yep. You can't just put them in any old thing because it's bleach.
So it turns out Teflon is poisonous. I didn't know this. You knew this. Mm. I watched the Mark Ruffalo film today, not the Hulk one, the other one. And it's about how Mark Ruffalo sued DuPont.
Actual Mark Ruffalo did that?
Well,
I know he's an environmentalist.
Like so DuPont made Teflon. I always thought Teflon was from the space shuttle, but actually it was from the war. It was to coat tanks, make it water resistant. Kenneth Williams' dad died that way. Bleach that he thought was mouthwash. Was.
Yeah, or did he?
There you go. And so Teflon is poisonous. And you said you knew this because if you scrape it or cut it.
Yeah, once it's damaged, once that surface is damaged, you're supposed to get rid of it because it's
right.
But I don't think it's made out of the same stuff.
They changed it in 2014 as a result of this movie. But DuPont, so the way it was made, right, quite early on, they realised that this water-resistant thing was dangerous, but also that making it was really dangerous. And they did experiments, and some of the experiments they did was they this chemical, FPOA
C8.
Or something.
C8 is
it's eight things linked up together, but it's also got another name, FPOA or something. And The way they thought, this might be a little bit dangerous. I'll tell you what we do. We're going to lace some cigarettes with it and we'll just give these fags free to the workers and we'll see what happens. Of course, loads of them got cancer, like really bad cancer really quickly. And then the women that worked on the manufacturing line started having birth defects. Mm. Kids would be born with a closed eye and one nostril. And so they just, without any... took all the women off the production line without any reasoning. And then DuPont started... obviously, it's coming out the chimney, so that's poisoning everybody. Then they just started dumping it in the water. And it turns out that...
What was the thing about lacing cigarettes with it?
I just said that.
Oh, sorry.
99% of humans have got this chemical in their bodies now. Still. Because of DuPont. Because of DuPont.
Good grief.
Because of Mark Ruffalo. It's outrageous, man. It's mad. It's a good film. It's a bit boring, actually. I wouldn't recommend it. It was good. I enjoyed it, but it's a little bit.
Was it good or boring?
It's got Tim Robbins in, and I liked it. It's got the classic... Thank you, Joss, for the sub. It's got the classic pairing of Robbins and Ruffalo.
Is that classic?
They've been in the Sex Addicts film together.
Oh, yes, they were.
Has Tim Robbins ever been in a Marvel movie? Because that could be another pairing. And if it hasn't happened, it should have happened. It should have happened. So that should have happened. I think there are not enough... Is he in Hulk, Mandy? I know Mark Ruffalo's in Hulk. He's
in it a bit, yeah.
He's Hulk. Or as kids call him now. Instead of kids don't call him...
Hulk Smash.
What?
Hulk Smash.
You said Hulk.
Hulk Smash.
Instead of the Incredible Hulk, it's Hulk Smash.
Yeah.
You know why... You know, what's the Hulk's name when he's...
David Banner, but he was Bruce
it's
Banner.
It's like a killing a bee with a bazooka.
In the movies now, it's Bruce Banner.
Yeah.
And in the comic, it was Bruce Banner. The TV show, it was David Banner. Why?
Didn't they think that Bruce sounded too...
Say it.
...effeminate?
Too gay. They thought Bruce sounded like a gay name. Bruce Lee, anybody?
Bruce Forsyth?
Well, there's no... Mike's says, it's just dawned on me why there is no spin-off this year for I'm a Celeb. Tell me why you think that is, Mike, and I'll tell you why you're wrong. Tell me why you think there is no spin-off for I'm a Celeb, and I will tell you why
I look
you think
forward to this theory.
You are wrong. I'm assuming you're going to say because it's here in the UK. It's not. They cancelled it. They're going to cancel it anyway. I think they did it last year. I think they said last year, this is the last time we're doing it. Budgets, money. Money saving. money saving. Yes, Stewpot.
Hello. How you doing?
All right, thank you. What you got for us?
Right, that thing about it sounding like a gay name's a myth for Bruce Banner. The reason it was changed to David Banner was the creator of the show was trying to move it away from comic book trappings and didn't like alliterative names like Peter Parker and Matt Murdock. And he was influenced by Les Miserables and stuff like that and wanted to make the Hulk a sort of like Robert Louis Stevenson tale.
Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give us the meat.
There you go.
I'll take that, Stu. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thank you.
Always happy to be corrected on stuff like that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What you're not happy to be corrected about is how to play with a cat.
This is it. So new video, you might not have seen it. New video footage of me playing with Big Boy, right? It's still not. I'm so close to touching it at the weekend when we were watching Miles Morales.
Give us the meat.
Okay.
Give us the meat. Give us the meat. Give us the meat.
When you consider that this cat would not come within 200 yards of us at one point, would just sit at the end of the garden glowering, right? Now look at the change.
So this is what we got now, right? This is Big Boy earlier on today. Look at that. Look at him.
Come on, Biggus.
Still won't let me touch him.
Come on, Big Boy.
Look at him. He's learning how to be a cat. He's learning how to be a cat. He doesn't know how to. First time he did this was on Sunday when the boy's mum. My boy's mum.
Come on.
Look at his face. Look.
Come on.
Ah, and then I made too much noise and he got scared. But we'd had a good session playing together, right? And then, so I tweeted that. And then a man, I wonder if he's... There we go. He'll go for it more if you drag it around a corner so he can execute a surprise attack on it. Okay. But first of all, I got five cats. Second of all, that was like a 30-second snatch of a longer... playing session.
Also, this is baby steps with this cat. This cat does not know how to behave.
He doesn't know how to be a cat. I'm having to do so many things. George is the subject matter. George comes and I, in front of Big Boy, I will make a big fuss of stroking George and telling him how good he is, and then I'll play with George.
Yeah.
And Big Boy's like watching it, like, what?
When I come round, we show Big Boy that the other cats like being stroked and that we don't hurt them. Here's the thing with that. The problem with that from the... explainer guy is that if you surprise Big Boy at any point, he just bolts.
He's off. So Big Boy, we think he's about 18 months and he's an absolute joy. He's a stray, but he's a joy. Last night, he slept on my bed once a couple of weeks ago. He hasn't done it since, but last night he won't come into my bedroom, but he just sits on the other side of the threshold.
Vampire cat.
And just looks at me at night. And last two nights, he slept there, which is great.
He likes to see where you are, doesn't he?
He likes to follow me around. We will. I'm surprised he's not coming here. It's probably because we're talking. And maybe these lights are scaring him a bit. He will come in here at some point. You remember when we used to have Big Boy Cam?
Yeah.
He will. He sits now. He'll just sit on the rug about 4 foot away from me while I'm watching the telly.
He sat by my foot the other day.
Yeah, it's happening.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.